Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T-T. Jason Elliot is a 42-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1-9-23. Apparently he was picking up empty pallets to stack after they had been emptied at a delivery stop. There were about 8 pallets altogether. This is a very normal activity for him to perform. However, he experienced pain in the neck, back, shoulders. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had physical therapy, which helped him a lot. He tried to undergo an MRI, but had a panic attack, so this could not be completed. He did not undergo any injections or surgery in this matter. He understands his final diagnosis to be trapezius muscle strain on the left and the right. He does not recall when he completed his course of treatment. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Elliott alleged on 1-9-23 he was picking up pallets. Pretty claims to have injured his neck, back, left shoulder, right shoulder, as well as orthopedic and neurologic residuals. Pair treatment records show he was seen at Concentra on 1-9-23, complaining of bilateral upper back and neck pain. He related on 1-9-23 he was packing a blue pallet and felt pain in his upper back and neck. He reports a previous injury at another job involving his knee, but denies any previous injury or pain to the upper back or neck. Pretty denies radiating pain or numbness or extremity weakness. Pretty took ibuprofen, which did not help him. Pretty had tightness like spasms in his upper back and neck. After exam, they diagnosed him with trapezius muscle strain on the right and the left. Pretty was started on ibuprofen as well as cyclobenzaprine. Pretty was also referred for physical therapy. Pretty followed up at Concentra over the next several weeks. On 1-23-23, he remained symptomatic and felt he was not improving. He could not sleep secondary to pain in the neck. He had been taking over-the-counter naproxen as well as applying over-the-counter lidoderm patches without relief. He had improvement of his pain over the trapezius region. His cervical spine MRI was approved by the insurance carrier. He went to it but suffered severe claustrophobia, so it had to be discontinued. He stated he prefers not taking medications to undergo an MRI either. He requested an open MRI. He then was referred for orthopedic consultation. In paragraph on 2-8-23. He was seen by orthopedic spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner. He conveyed the same mechanism of injury and his early course of treatment. He had not yet had any physical therapy. He could not complete his MRI due to anxiety and claustrophobia. He remained symptomatic after trying naproxen, ibuprofen, lidocaine patches, and muscle relaxers. Nothing has helped. Dr. Kirshner gave him a diagnostic assessment of cervicalgia and thoracic spine pain. He prescribed Celebrex and Xanaflex. The petitioner continued to be seen here through 3-14-23. At that time, he stated he was in no pain. He had no numbness, tingling, burning, or weakness in all of his extremities. He had participated in physical therapy. period, he stated he felt ready to return to work full duty. It appeared he was authorized to do so. It appeared there were no spinal surgery recommendations to make, and he was placed at maximum medical improvement as of that visit period. Physical exam, general appearance. He states he does a home exercise program with stretching on a daily basis. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed scarring about the left wrist that he attributed to his surgery from an accident at the age of 14. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. The rest of that is normal. Hands wrist elbow, phalanx maneuver on the left. Elicited paresthesias, which has been noted before due to the wrist surgery and carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He had mildly decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine that was somewhat non-reproducible. Period. There was tenderness at the trapezii bilaterally and the lower paravertebral musculature bilaterally, but no spasm. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits in the upper extremities. And then thoracic is normal, and then impression section. On 1/9/23, Jason Elliott was stacking empty pallets after they had been unloaded at one of his stops. Pretty experienced pain in his neck area and was seen at Concentra the same day. Period, he was begun on anti-inflammatory and muscle relaxant medications as well as modified activities. Period, he followed up here over the next few weeks but remained symptomatic. Period, he did participate in physical therapy that helped him significantly. Period, he also was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner, who opined there were no spine surgical indications. Period. At the last visit, Mr. Elliott stated he had no pain and felt ready to go back to work. Period. That is what he has done. Period. New paragraph. Current exam found he had mildly decreased active range of motion in the cervical spine that is non-reproducible. Period. There was tenderness at the trapezii and paravertebral musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Period. Spiral maneuver was negative. Period. He had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either upper extremity. Period. In paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability to the neck, comma, back, comma, left shoulder, comma, or right shoulder. Period. His soft tissue injuries have resolved. Period. He remains physically active in his job with the insured. Period. He does state he has to work to support his kids since he is a single father. Period. End.